Hey family, this is Reginald Martin, aka Ku Akaru, the founder of Comedic Centered Living. And I wanted to talk today about this is what my podcast is about, my work is about, everything that I do is about, is mental health, okay, in a sense. And it is really about the mental health that is being destroyed by negative beliefs and negative belief systems, okay? One of the common foundational systems is religion. And for me, in my experience, it's been the Christian religion, okay? That's what I was raised with. And I know it intimately, okay? Because I was raised with it. So I don't talk about a whole lot of other religions because I've never experienced them, but I've lived Christianity, all right? And I know that Christianity impacts people in a negative way. In a lot of ways, I can see it in my communities growing up. And I grew up in a poor community, okay? And my community was like many other communities around the world of the African diaspora. Poor people, okay? And I've seen statistics where there are over 400 million people of the African diaspora that live in poverty, where Christianity is, okay? But I wanted to talk today about this particular idea of original sin, because this impacts us, all of us, in such a negative way. I would say that it is the cancer that is running through so much of our society that caused so many ills. And I had a gentleman come to my YouTube channel, and he made this comment. And the comment is based on a video, a short clip that I produced on my website, okay? And I'll play that clip here. So this gentleman says, after responding to this clip, he says, "We are wicked. We're more wicked than you can ever imagine. It is delusional to claim that there is anything good in man." And I read that and I'm like, wow. You know, to think that he would call me delusional to think that something, there is something good in another human being. Now understand, he has got to include himself in this belief. What does that say of what he thinks about himself? But family, he is an extreme, or is he? Okay, but let's just assume that he is an extreme. And this was my answer to him. "So you're saying there is nothing good about any human being on the planet. No one has ever done anything good." I said, "Religion has absolutely twisted your mind." Because it has. He does not even have the ability to critically think about this belief and how it is impacting everything in his life. I wonder what is his self-talk like daily? I wonder what is his life like? I can only imagine. But to think that nothing is good about any human being, to think that every single person you ever meet has some level of wickedness in them, family, you cannot trust people like that. You automatically, right off the bat, you mistrust any human being. Now, again, I said that he is an exception, okay, to this, but he has absolutely had a psychotic break, or he has had a psychotic break and doesn't even realize it. Now, I want to define two words that are basically, that come from these type beliefs, okay? And we can have extremes on any of this, okay? But the two words are neurosis and psychosis, because this is what these negative beliefs end up producing in us. Neurosis is defined as a mild mental disorder, not arising from organic diseases. Instead, it can occur from stress, depression, or anxiety. Psychosis is a major personality disorder characterized by mental and emotional disruptions. It is much more severe than neurosis, often impairing and debilitating the affected individual. Now, this person that spoke that belief, psychosis has set in. He cannot even see it. Okay? Now, we can all look at him more than likely and say, dude, something is wrong with you. Okay? Any of us, even another Christian, can probably look at him and say, something is wrong with you. But that doesn't mean that everybody thinks like he does. And I can recognize that everybody has not gone to that extreme. Okay? But a lot of Christians do. Now, let's think about how this happens in the real world, because we can look at him as an extreme, but we might not consider how this impacts us daily in our real world. And let's think about how relationships are a lot of times in our communities. You hear the time you I visit these online communities and a part of these online communities where there are men and women and we're talking and discussing things. And invariably, there's always questions that come up about men and being cheaters or women being gold diggers. Okay? And the questions don't qualify, or they don't qualify the questions by saying something like, you know, some men, blah, 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 or some women, blah, blah, blah. They usually are framed in the context of why men do blah. Why do men cheat? Why are all women gold diggers? They implicate every man and every woman. Now, if you have a belief that all people, all humanity is wicked, how does that impact you and how you think about the opposite sex or anyone that you might want to date? Do you automatically assume that all men cheat? So this is another level to this psychosis that this brother was dealing with and saying that all people are wicked. Because if you assume the negative of every human being, then yes, all men cheat and all women are gold diggers. That's just how you're going to frame the world if you have this negative belief system. You cannot even think any other way. You cannot see your own core belief shaped by this religious belief. And that's what they do. This is what the religious beliefs do, is they end up impacting us at a mental level that frames our whole world. And this is what I'm talking about with Comedics at Comedic Centered Living, is that I'm addressing this core belief, okay? And the core belief around original sin that was this doctrine was created so they could give us the idea of needing a savior to absolve us from this original sin. But the bottom line is that even to think about this idea in the context of every human being is wicked, we do not escape this belief in our natural, everyday human interactions. If you believe that men are wicked or men are just naturally wicked, then you're going to assume that all men cheat. And if you think that women are naturally wicked, you're going to assume on some level that all women are gold diggers. How does that impact you when you're even getting to know a person? Can you even trust that individual? Can you build trust? I would say no. You cannot build trust when you're automatically looking at this individual as wicked. You cannot even love yourself and think highly of yourself if you automatically assume that all humanity is wicked, because you have to include yourself too. Just by that belief. So while I can look at that gentleman, and you can probably look at that gentleman and say that he is extreme, that belief still filters in our natural human relations on some level. It has to. There's no way that you can escape thinking negatively about another human being if you have accepted the belief that all of us are born sinners and wicked. And then you throw on top of that the idea of the doctrine of total depravity. The idea that mankind is just so wicked that there is no way that they can even follow the ideas of God or follow Jesus, because automatically they're just so wicked. Those two beliefs go hand in hand. You might not have heard the idea of or the words total depravity, but that's a foundational belief within Christianity. So it's not that I hate Christians, because I don't. That's low vibrational, a low vibrational thought process. I want to raise vibrations. That's really what my work is about. But I first have to break the old frames and give you knowledge to break that old frame, to give you self-knowledge to be able to do that. I have to be able to break that old frame for you. So when we're talking about, when I'm talking about a lot of this stuff, people assume that I want to attack Christianity. I'm not attacking Christianity. What I am doing is going after these belief systems that impact us negatively and cause us to think negatively about ourselves and cause us to think negatively about other human beings. And when we think negative about ourselves, it ends up impacting our relationships. It ends up impacting the jobs that we get or we don't get because we don't feel good about ourselves to go after them. It impacts the ability of us to start businesses because we don't think that we're good enough to start a business, or that our ideas are no good. Because nothing can come good from somebody that is wicked and sinful. And it might not even be that you think of you're wicked and sinful. You might just think that you're unworthy to have anything good because you're wicked and sinful. All of this stuff goes together and it impacts you at a negative level, family. So just because you leave the church doesn't mean that these beliefs have left you. This is the other thing that you have to consider, is if your life is not where you want it to be right now, no matter what that is, okay? If it's not where you want it to be, how does a belief in being unworthy or that you were a wretch, how is that still impacting you today? Because you don't just stop believing in Jesus and then all this indoctrination goes away. That's what I want people to understand. That you still end up living these beliefs. You still end up filtering your whole life and who you are, your whole being, through these beliefs. So again, we can see the extreme with this brother. We can see the extremes. But can we see how it impacts us on a daily basis? That's what I really want you to understand. You don't get beyond these beliefs if you don't become aware of how they impact you. You don't get beyond these beliefs until you become aware of the frame that you have been given. That's what Christianity has done. It has framed your belief in a way that causes you to create a reality based on neurosis and psychosis, because your beliefs create your reality. They are the filter for everything that you do in life. You cannot escape your own mind. And if someone is telling you what to believe and how to believe it about yourself, you're in dire trouble mentally. And many of us that were Christian, and I'm talking about myself here, family, this is what I grew up with. I've seen the impact of it. I've seen how these negative beliefs end up causing people pleasers, where you basically just give up who you are to try and please every single human being that you get in contact with. You don't even look at yourself as worthy of self-care. You believe in sacrificing yourself. That means mentally and physically. I've seen women where they end up in the church doing stuff for the church, and they end up sacrificing their children and their family and sacrificing themselves because they're unworthy on some level to take care of, they're unworthy of self-care. This is what I want to get to and then take you to the next level of how you really end up connecting with your inner self, to where self-care is first and foremost. Because if you cannot take care of yourself, you are going to be in dire straits. If you think there's something sinful about seeing yourself first or putting yourself first, you're going to suffer. And so many people suffer from these beliefs. I can only imagine how this brother is suffering every single day, the anxiety that he must be dealing with, the depression that he must be dealing with every single day. So family, please, I'm imploring you. You have to examine these beliefs. Just because you left Christianity, it does not mean that the church has left you or that Christianity has left you. These beliefs wrap themselves around your mind in ways that you become blind to them. They become a part of your core beliefs. And when you have core beliefs, you don't see, this is what we call the subconscious programming, is the core beliefs. That's how it impacts you. That you can't even see that it's a belief about reality. You see it as an aspect of reality. This man doesn't see that his belief that all people are wicked is a belief about reality. He sees that all people are wicked as an aspect of reality. Family, that's deep. In other words, everything is one and the same. You can't separate it. That's what these negative beliefs do to us. They put us at a level where we cannot trust each other. Even if it don't take it to that extreme, it still impacts us. And I gave the example of the relationships. So think about these ideas, family. Think about these ideas. Reginald Martin signing out. Y'all have an amazing day.